Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, folks? This is the Diary, and this is your host, the wonderful and fantastico Stacey F. Johnson. And today is First Sunday, so I hope you got your big hat on because we're talking about Jesus today. It is February the 3rd, first Sunday of the month, and I love you, and we are here today. And, you know, I recorded the first of the history of the N-word, and absolutely none of y'all niggas listen. After a couple hours, I'm like, nobody wait. That's a first. There's never been anything that I put up there somebody didn't listen to in the first. And I was like, you know, I went to bed. I woke up. Still no. I'm like, what? I'm like, okay, I'm taking that shit off of there. Nobody want to hear about niggas. We talk about it enough as it is. So this is the Diary, and today we are talking about ways to enjoy your life. And if there has been nothing that I've done in the past 2 years, I guess now, going on three since I left that old slavery insurance company. Okay, there is nothing that I've done more than enjoy my life. And, you know, enjoying ain't got shit to do with property. Enjoying your life don't really have much to do with people sometimes. Enjoying your life don't have nothing to do with money. It don't have nothing to do with all of that stuff we think it has something to do with. It really doesn't. And enjoying your life is just something that you just decide to do because that's who God designed us to be and to have and to do and to be and to have. And I'm knocking shit over in my room, and I'm so sorry. And, okay, so we're talking today, couple-part series on ways that you can enjoy your life, that God designed us to enjoy your life, and it's very simple. And again, to enjoy your life is not to say that you have all these things or even these people, although, you know, we need each other. God designed us to be together. So we should have people in our lives that we love. But, you know, your main objective is to love yourself and to love God first. So today we're going to talk about ways to enjoy your life. And one of the very first ways, and I'm going to have about five or six ways, five or six, seven, eight, nine different ways, but there's two of the most important ways that, you know, I think is very important in this thing we call life. And one of the most important, and the two that we talk about today, is basically to understand that what you put in your brain, what you think about, creates your life. So the very first thing I think, besides spending time with God. Now, that's the very first thing. I think that's most important. That's very important. But we don't put that second, because in order to understand or spend time with God, you got to understand how to talk to God, I think, to where when you're talking to God and what you're saying to God, those things that you're saying to God will be powerful things. So today we're going to discuss what I do all the time, and people used to say I was crazy for doing it, but this is what smart people do. They talk to themselves. They talk to themselves. So one of the very first ways that you can begin to enjoy your life is to talk to yourself in positive ways, to think about things about yourself in positive ways, because what you think about, you become. So you start from the very beginning. Start from who you are and what you do and what you think. The first way I can enjoy my life is to think joyful thoughts. The first way I can begin to enjoy my life is to say joyful things. So, number one, you got to understand that what our Lord Jesus Christ tells us is that the kingdom of God is in things. It's righteousness and it's joy and it's peace. And Christians should, if you call yourself a Christian, which we all do, we all call ourselves Christians, right? In order to be happy, you really, as a Christian, you owe it to yourself to really know who you are, to yourself, for yourself, who you are in Christ. That's what we owe our first obligation, and that's what your church should be telling you today. Your first obligation to yourself is to know yourself and to know who you are in Christ. That's the first obligation. And once you begin to know yourself, okay, when you begin to know who you are, you begin to actually love yourself. And when you love yourself, a peaceful feeling begins to come upon you. And so, therefore, in order to enjoy your life, I think it's very important that you know who you are. You get close to God and try to figure out who you are. And you should understand and focus on those things that God says that you are. So I talk to myself and I say that the kingdom of God isn't stuff, it's righteousness, peace, and joy. And, Lord, I talk to myself every day when I talk to you, and I say that I should be happy and I should be thinking about those things that are above, okay? Christians should know who you are in Christ. So if you know who you are in Christ, you'll be peaceful. And if you have peace, you'll have joy, because that's one of the guarantees of knowing who you are in Christ. If you have peace, then you have joy. So then there's the devil. His job is to steal your peace. So and he has helpers and he has workers out there, whether they be your family members, whether they be somebody you married, whoever, whatever. The devil got a lot of helpers and workers, and you've got to be able to look beyond that, okay? Are you, as a Christian, are you any different from anybody else? Can they tell that you're any different from anybody else? Because you constantly walk around with an attitude that you have the best, you are the best, you do the best, God gives you the best, you're grateful. Those are the kind of things that you walk around talking about all day long in your own mind, and then everything else in your life will fall in line with that. So in order to be happy, you got to do a couple of things. First, you got to know who you are in Christ. You got to know who God made you to be, because once you know who you truly are in Christ, because that's the truth, in Christ, in God, that's only truth and goodness. So if you know who you are in Christ, you know the truth about yourself, whether it's good or bad, but you know who you are. And so you're happy about that and you have a good feeling about that. Okay? You got to enjoy your life on purpose. You want to enjoy your life, that's something you're going to have to do on purpose. So when the devils come at you, whether they're family members, coworkers, things that you put in your own head, you got to know who you are and you've got to be able to talk yourself out of those things. Okay? A Christian, the type of Christian where somebody wants what you have, okay? So I become the type of Christian that people want what I have because I constantly remind myself that I'm good and I'm great and I'm wholesome and I am. The I ams take over throughout my day, first thing in the morning. And I've been kind of shaky because I've been so busy, I've given God a little less time, and that's a mistake. That's a mistake, and that's step number two of enjoying your life, which should really actually be step number one, spending time with Christ, because the little time you take out of your busy day, God will multiply what's left because you honor him with your time. So number two should really be number one, okay? Spending time with Christ, you end up spending time with the person who can make you the best. And the more time you spend with the person that can make you the best, the better you become. So number one and number two is kind of like ways to enjoy your life, number one, number two. We're going to think about those this week. And we're going to do something a little different on the show during the week, too. Giggle, giggle, laugh, laugh, and shit. The black people got problems. So what I propose to do on the little 30 minutes, and once I do get settled in my place, is going to go to an hour. But let's talk about the things that I would talk about at the Association of African American Single Mothers if it was an actual brick-and-mortar building and we were doing some things throughout the week as we are supposed to be doing. So that's what we're going to be doing. And this Ways to Enjoy Your Life series is really for the moms, because you know what? We got millions and millions and millions of single mothers out there acting like being a single mother is easy. And it's not, because I did it, I signed up. Well, I didn't really sign up for it because I did get married at some point. But I did it, I made it look easy, and it's not. So this enjoying your life shit, That's for our single moms out there who bust their ass every day, make it look easy, and then get blamed when everything goes wrong, but gets absolutely no help from the people who should be the biggest sources of help. Churches, the school system should be a big source of help. Where my whole motherhood of three, especially my boys, school system didn't do nothing but grief. Caused me a reason to want them to hurry the hell up and get out of school. Not make me want them to stay there. So, ladies, enjoying your life is to understand first and foremost that that's why you're here. Okay, you got to understand first and foremost that's why you're here. You're here to enjoy your life. You have to talk to yourself. You have to give yourself positive affirmation. And then those things that you declare about yourself become true. And it's most of the same way that when they say when you judge, you become the thing that you're judging, because, yeah, you're putting out there an affirmation. And what you put out there, whether you think it's about somebody else, is really about you. So the first thing you can do to begin to enjoy your life is to understand that you make your life. You dictate your life. You produce your life by the thoughts in your head and by the words that come out of your mouth. And when you think you bad-mouthing somebody else, in actuality, you're really only bad-mouthing yourself. Okay? And that's where we, as a people, we don't understand, and we're so confused by these people we call preachers and stuff. They don't teach us what we need to know. They don't teach us anything that gives us any kind of power. So we walk around generation after generation powerless, wondering why everybody else with philosophy behind their culture succeeds in less amount of time. So on first Sunday, I need you to stop going to church and start to focus on the things that give you power in your life. Start to enjoy your life and understand that is why God brought you here. Okay, and you enjoy your life, you make your life. So if you don't enjoy your life at this point, it's because you're not programming your life to be enjoyable, and that's pretty much the size of it. If you do not like your life right now, you are not programming your life to be likable. If you don't like yourself right now, you are not programming yourself with your thoughts and your words to be likable, even to your own self. So if you don't like yourself, how in the hell is anybody in this world going to like you? But that is not what God intended. God intended for you to be happy, harmonious, perfect, powerful, strong, loving, whole, and wealthy and abundant, and to live and to walk in that every waking second, and to dream about those things when you are sleeping. This is the diary. This is where we need to think and do and be different. And we think and we do and we be different because we know how to, we be talking different. We be due to talking different. You feel me? Enjoy your life. First, you got to understand, first and foremost, God intended you to enjoy your life. So if you have a job you don't like, there's ways to change that. You change your attitude, you change your existence. So if you're going into anything that you don't like, first and foremost, you got to change your attitude about it. Because your attitude reflects what the world is giving to you. So if you don't like your job, you are giving out unlikey type feelings. Change your attitude towards your job, you'll begin to like your job. God didn't intend us to do or be or have anything that is not in the area of giving us joy and happiness and helping us grow. Whether it's a job, a child, a spouse, everything you have was intended to help you grow. The nature of man is growth. The nature of man is growth. Just like the nature of everything is growth. Just like we need the gardener once a week. The nature of grass is for the grass to grow. The nature of plants are for them to grow. The nature of man with a brain is to spectacularly grow. You understand me? And it starts by understanding you should enjoy your life. I'm right now, I wasn't even going to do the show today because I'm not enjoying my life, but I really should be, and it lets me know that my focus is off. And the first thing I say to somebody about being grateful, my focus is off. My grateful focus took a back seat for a minute, and I had to get it back together. I had to go outside and look at some people sleeping on the concrete and shit. And then I quickly got my gratefulness back where it should be.
So, but I chose to do that. You got to choose to enjoy your life, choose to think about the things that are important. So this is the diary, and it is Sunday, the 3rd of February, and I love you. We're going to take a break. I got to get back on track because this is ways for you to enjoy your life, single moms. And it ain't about giving a bunch of ungrateful-ass kids some stuff they don't appreciate. Oh, my God, that's not what it's about. So, again, we got a new program. Mondays, we're going to talk about Money Mondays. Money Mondays is always about the money and how you're going to make the money and ways for you to make your own money and things related to money, how to save your money. So be worried about spending your money. Because it's the one that worries about spending their money is the brokest motherfucker on the face of the earth. To be affluent, the word affluent comes from the term flow. Okay, so money is naturally supposed to flow to you and from you, in and out. Nobody's supposed to be hoarding on the money. Nobody's supposed to be worried about money. Black people got it wrong about money. You were the money, okay, black people? That's why we don't understand how money works, and that's why most of us live in poverty. And when we do get money, we sure the fuck don't know how to act. We were the money, okay? You got to go and think differently on what money is. It's only a symbol, and it is supposed to flow to and from you. And tomorrow is Money Monday. So Monday we talk about money and business and things of that nature. Tuesday we talk about the children and the Boys to Men Project and what that means and how we do take these little badasses, turn them around, show them some principles. Don't be out there shaking your ass while you're raising your son and then wondering why he called you a hoe when he's 16 and you got pictures of penises on your phone and he saw them. True story, not mine. There ain't going to be no pictures of penis on my phone. You better believe that. But got to be careful, single moms, when you're out there doing what you do. You got children. They're your main concern. So want to be happy? Make the main thing the main thing. When you're a mother of young children, that's the main thing. And you're dumb and you're setting yourself up a whole bunch of grief if you don't understand that. So this is a diary where we want you to enjoy your life. Number one. Number two, know who you are in Christ. Talk to yourself. Positive affirmations, number two. Which should be number one, which it is. It is. It's number one. Spending time with Christ. We'll talk about that more when we come back. We're going to take a mellow break. We shall return. This is the diary, and this is your host, Stacy Johnson, and today is February the 3rd on Sunday, first Sunday, Big Hat Sunday, so make sure, I just make fun of church, because not every church is bad, but the majority of them ain't teaching people to do nothing but come back and be entertained and zero power, and I swear to my Jesus that I served and my parents faithfully served and lived for that there's got to be a better way for black people than what we've been delivered. And I hope I can be a part of making something real happen before I die anyway. And, yeah, so we want you to enjoy your life. And enjoying life is understanding that it's the things that cost nothing and the things that don't deteriorate that are most important for you. Peace and love and joy and kindness and mercy and not having strife with people. You know, making money the way you want to make it. Make it in a very honest, peaceful way. Enjoying your life is really being determined that that is what God's designed you to do and to be. And letting people be people, that is the biggest fucking part of enjoying your life. Oh, my God, because you have to be with people. You have to be involved with people. And I am a very tough individual. I am a personality, so I'm hard on people. And I had to realize that just dealing with my children once they got grown, that everybody ain't Cam Johnson, okay? All right, Cam Johnson ain't the only way, nigga. So, you want to be by yourself? Run Cam Johnson. So, that's another way. Oh, my God, that is like the best way to be happy with people that you truly love that get on your nerves. That is the solution to people that you love, that you know you should really love, that get on your fucking nerves. You just have to let them be who they are. And when you know who you are, that's so easy to do because you can go back and be who you are and they can be who they are and it not annoy you. Unless who they are is always in your face and they're so disrespectful that they can't take who they are out your face. Then they're the problem there. I mean, you have to take a more bold, aggressive step when you live with someone like that. When who they are just got to be in your face 24/7. And it's like, well, wait a minute. Okay, I understand you're Billy Badass, but it can't be in my face 24/7 because that's when we got problems. You understand me? That's why I tell people, don't Billy Badass nobody and expect there not to be consequences. Okay, these little young kids, they didn't play too much Main Street Auto, whatever the fuck it is. They think they the niggas on the video. I'm like, wait. We got grown people with educations. You want to be Billy Badass? I'm going to show you. You know what I mean? So let people be people. You know? Let people be people. You got to love people. That's the best way to enjoy your life, to love people, to let people disagree with you and it be okay. Everybody can still live afterwards. Nobody's got to get butt hurt just because we don't agree. Oh, my God. Man, I think those are the three things we need to focus on in 2013. The ways to enjoy your life, first and foremost, spend time with God. Learn the word. And how many Proverbs songs? One of them is 31 of them. Take one every day and get it in you. We don't care if you remember it. It'll remember you. Number one, get in the word every day. God is waiting to talk to you. You are not intelligent in any way, shape, or form, but the one who is that built you, that kept you alive while you were sleeping, was snoring with your mouth open, has every intelligent answer to every dumbass problem that we have in life. Trust me. And you have to be grateful. Enjoy your life. Be grateful. Be grateful for people. Be grateful for things, even things that, like, I had to go outside and see like somebody sleeping on the concrete. Okay, I'm grateful. be grateful. Want to be happy? Be grateful. Want to be happy? Spend time with God. Show him that he is the most important thing in your world. And all of that, having to pray in front of Pastor Whoop-de-Whoop, I never felt good about that. Because you know why? The Bible says you're supposed to go to your private place and show him. Okay, yeah, you can do it in front of everybody. Great, yeah, you're great, great, great. But if you don't feel right doing it, don't think you're crazy, okay? Because the Bible says you're not. Go to the small, quiet, silent place in your home, if it's the toilet, and seek him. You'll find him, okay? Want to be happy? Number one, seek God. Number two, talk to yourself in positive ways. And number three, don't give a shit about people if you don't like them. Let people be people. That's more like the golden rule, number three. Treat people like you want to be treated. Well, just let people be people, because you can't control anybody but the person that you see in the mirror. You. Enjoy your life. God intended us to enjoy it. And in order to get out of the rut that you are currently in, okay, if you're cold, you produce heat. You give the opposite of that, right? When the house is cold, you turn on the heater. You don't turn on the air conditioner to bring you more heat, right? Well, if you're broke, then you need to think thoughts of affluence, of wealth. And all you have to do before you go to bed when you wake up, just say, I'm prosperous. Every day, God, you are prospering me in the thing that I wish to do. That keeps you in line, whatever the thing is that you wish to do, and it doesn't contradict anything. If you say, oh, I'm a millionaire, well, you know you're not a millionaire, so that's not, that affirmation ain't going to work for you, dumbass. But you can say, every day that I wake up, God is prospering me in the area in which I choose to go, because every day when you wake up, you're supposed to be getting up doing something. So that's in line with what you're supposed to be getting up doing anyway, and that's in line with the Holy Spirit, and that's in line with the universe. And so over time, you will find that those things become true in your life. Just like me, before I go to bed, I say, I'm the greatest estimator in the world, Lord. Thank you for making me the greatest estimator in the world, Lord. Because people will call me and say, hey, I need an estimate, and boom, that's enough money for me for the day and a couple of days. And I honestly make my money by honestly supplying a service that God blessed me the ability to do, and giving me clients that actually need what I provide. So enjoy your life. That's what God intends. Tomorrow's Money Monday. I need you to be going to bed thinking about every Monday when I wake up, I'm closer to affluence. Every day I wake up, I'm closer to the money that I intend to make. It's Money Monday, and this is the diary, and it's Sunday the 3rd, and I love you. Be good. Love your family. Enjoy your life. Spend time with God. Talk to yourself in a positive way. And let people be mother in people. Have a good rest of the Sunday, and know that I love you. Talk to you on Money Monday, baby.